Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City with a special edition of the Harlequin Author Spotlight. And we're chatting with author Lori Foster about her new book, Trace of Fever. Welcome, Lori.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
New York Times and USA Today bestselling author Lori Foster, you're delivering a brand new series featuring men who walk the edge of honor. Trace of Fever is the second in this edgy new trilogy, preceded by When You Dare. Tell us why you call them men who walk the edge of honor.
Well, they're really, really heroic guys, but they take the law into their own hands. So, you know, anytime you're stepping outside the law, they're doing the good that we wish we could do, but you can't within the bounds of society. So when there's someone who's really bad, who they can't get caught up in legal webs, they just go ahead and take care of them themselves.
Your hero, sexiest sin, Trace Rivers, is working undercover to destroy a criminal empire. So tell me why this mission is so important to Trace.
Well, in the first book, the hero goes into Tijuana to rescue Trace's sister, who has been taken by human traffickers. And since then, he's really concentrated on taking care of that particular crime element. And it's one of those things that has exploded. It's really everywhere now. We always thought of it as an exotic thing in other countries, but it's not. It's actually very prevalent in the U.S. now, too. So he's kind of made that his mission after what his sister went through, to really make sure no other woman has to go through that, or at least to shut down the people that are trying to do that to women.
Now, Priscilla Patterson is the heroine, and she's on an undercover mission of her own. Who is she, and what's her game?
Well, she's there to kill the same guy that Trace is working undercover for. Trace works undercover for him to try to trip him up so he can get the whole web of people. He wants the big guy, the next guy, a driver, anybody that ever had...
Oh, so he's like a double agent.
He's like a double agent. He's there. He wants to bring in the whole net of people. And Priscilla really throws a kink in the works because she shows up claiming to be the bad guy's daughter. She doesn't actually know if she is or not, but she really wants to kill him herself.
So the heroes that you're creating in this series are, by your own description, uber alpha males. Why do we love these types of heroes so much?
You know, I can tell you what readers have said to me, and it's that they are extremely, extremely alpha guys. They're out to take care of anyone, smaller, weaker, younger, older, which is basically everybody other than themselves. But the readers tell me they have a real sensitive side, too. I always learn something from my readers. I didn't really realize that the guys were as sensitive as they are. To me, they're just good people. Maybe I just know a lot of good people. But readers say, no, they're actually very, very sensitive also, without being whiny, crying guys, because I don't want to write those.
So what else can fans expect from you in the coming months?
Well, we've got Savor the Danger is the third book out. That's out in July. And then actually in May 2012, there'll be a fourth book. A lot of people don't know there's a fourth book, but there will be, because you'll meet a character in Savor the Danger, Spencer, and Spencer gets his own book.
Thank you very much for sitting down with us, Lori Foster. Once again, this is Lori Foster, and the book is Trace of Fever.
Thank you.